So this is the Newbie Bloggers, and we're talking all about how to create and monetize a blog. So we talked about back in January, the overarching blog name to make sure that it encompassed everything that you wanted to talk about. And then in February, we talked about what platform. And for those of us on this call today, all three of us were on HostGator. So I'm going to actually use HostGator as my example today. And so when Debbie gets back, she stepped away for a moment, she'll be able to see. And I haven't even pulled this up. So I probably should have done this before we got started. So anyway, I will try to find my HostGator login. Sometimes it's a little hard to find because it's all over the place whenever I try to get to the HostGator portal. And I don't know that this is going to be the right one. So let's just see if this is the right one. Nope, that's not the right one. So this is, I always struggle getting to the right sign in, and I should have looked this up before we got started. So anyway, let me find here.
There's a lot of Singapore.
Yeah, there's like all Singapore kinds. And so once I get to it, then I'm good. But it's just finding the correct one. And I always struggle with this every time. Maybe it's the web hosting. I never can find the right sign in. And once I get to the right login or sign in, I do believe this is it, the website builder. And so that's the one that I am looking for, is the one that says website builder. And so let's see if this one gets me signed in. Yay.
I have to apply the, you know, just do it to my blog too. I think I've just been making things too complicated.
Yeah. Well, once you get to the builder, I'm going to show you here. And it's loading, so it takes a moment. Here comes Debbie. Debbie, did you get everything fixed there, I hope?
No.
No, not yet?
No, right. And the point is that we can't speak to the shipping departments because they don't accept phone calls.
Yep, I get it. So for those of you that are listening, Debbie's having a little struggle behind the scenes with a shipment. So she's been darting off and on the call, taking care of that. So this is my HostGator behind the scenes, behind the house. You sign in and it should say HostGator, and you get all of this, a section to the left. So it's going to show you how to upload. Now, what I did originally is I just signed up for HostGator. And I just picked a template that kind of had my colors. I picked red, but then when I matched it with my website, the red wasn't quite the correct red. So what I did on my website is I clicked on the color until the color code came up. You know how sometimes you get the little wheel of color and you can pick any color in there. And so I picked red, and then I actually found out the actual code of my red on my website. And then when I came over to HostGator and I wanted to update, I actually made the red the same exact same shade of red. So now when folks click, because my blogging platform is separate from my website platform, I'm using two different platforms. I wanted my viewers to think that they just went to another page and that I didn't take them all the way out. Now, there's pros and cons to that. If you have a website platform that will host a blog, by all means, don't pay for a second, you know, website for your blog. You can do it right in your original platform of your website. My website did not have a good blogging plugin, and I didn't want to rewrite my entire website at the time. I didn't have the time to do that. So that's why I just Googled what's a good blogging platform. And HostGator was always in the top five. It was one of the cheapest ones. So that's why I went with it, because I just wanted to get my blog out there. And Sally just said earlier, sometimes it's hard to get started on something unless you know you're going to do it really, really well. And so I just wanted to get started because, again, I say this all the time, you have to start first and get clarity second. So I knew I need to get started. And so what I did is I didn't even change anything on the platform. Once I picked the theme that I wanted, all I did was I updated this red color to make it match my website. I didn't move any blocks around. I thought, I don't have time to actually create my graphic design. I'm just going to use the template they already created. And all I did was plug it in. So I clicked this block and plugged in Freestyle Living blog. I use the word blog. That way, if somebody comes to this URL, again, it's not the HostGator one. Mine is freestyleliving.net. So if somebody comes directly to my HostGator URL, it will come up Freestyle Living blog. So they don't think, oh my gosh, is this her website? And I tried to make it as clear as possible for anybody that's clicking through. They know they've landed on the Freestyle Living blog. I put the word blog right in the category, right in the title. Now, if you're using this as your only website, you wouldn't necessarily want to do that. And you could make one of these tabs your blog. So it's up to you, however you want to set it up, but I wanted it just for my blog. So I named the homepage blog. So anyhow, my whole website is only 3 pages. My blogging website is only 3 pages. And let me make sure that I make this clear. When you have a blogging platform, it's nothing more than a website. So you could create it wherever you wanted to. I could have created it over on my original website. They just didn't have a good blogging plugin, which is why I didn't use it. Now, what's a plugin, you say? A plugin is where you can sort by topic or date. And my platform that I have my website on didn't give me the option to sort by topic or date. This one, as you can see, if I scroll down, here are all of the topics. And so somebody can say, I want to read about biking. I want to read about fitness. I want to read about healing. I want to read about weight. I want to read about working from home. I want to read about time management, writing, blogging. So see, they can sort, this one sorts by topic. Okay. And so you can click on any of these. And once you click on it, it's however you put the topics over in, and I'm going to show you that in a minute, however you tag, if you will, your blog is when it's going to come up under which one of these tags. These are just tags. So if you're used to using hashtags, like on your social media post, think of it like that. You're basically going to tag your blog post on kind of everything in it that it's about. I could have one about blogging, but it might be about time management. It might be about working from home. It might be, all of that could be part of what I talked about. So I might have 4 or 5 tags for that one post. So if they click on working from home, it would come up. If they clicked on blogging, it would come up. If they clicked on time management, see, it's whatever I tag that post is how it's going to come up. But I wanted it to be able to be searched. And see, that's what my original platform of my website did not have, this search option. And so I picked this to be my blogging website. And so now the blogs all come right down this row. 3 of them will show. And then of course you can just click back through and just keep clicking. Over here, this is how many blogs I've written, is all of these tags. And so over here, see, you can just keep clicking back and the next three in the order of date will come up. So you can see that you can sort by date, and see each blog has a date. So you can search by date, or you can search by these topics. So there's 2 ways you can search. And that was important to me for a blog. And that's why I chose a good blogging platform. Now, there's a ton of them out there. My daughter is she loves Wix, and Wix is where she has her website, and it has a great blogging plugin, and you can search by date, by topic. And so she loves it. So, but she started there. Now, had I started there, had I put my website on Wix to begin with, I may have everything on Wix, but I didn't start there. So I had to kind of make do with what I had in the timeframe that I had. So I'm using this. So now if I want to add a blog, I click on the blog over here. And it comes up. Now, here's where you can change the blog design. Don't change it unless you want to kind of go in and rework the order. I'm not changing my blog design. I'm leaving it alone. All I'm doing is I'm adding a new post. Okay. So I click on add a new post. And now here is where I can create a post. So now I can create my title. I can put whatever date I want. And let's say that you didn't blog last week and you're like, oh, you know, I really want my dates to all go in order. You can actually backdate a blog post. Okay. So you can actually come right here to this little calendar, see, and you can change the date. And then the author's name. And then here's where you put your tags on what your blog is about. Now, and then down here is where you actually, I have to keep moving our faces around here. So down here is where you actually put your content. And you're just going to write your blog. Now you go, oh my gosh, I don't know what to blog about. What am I going to blog about? So let's change websites. And now I'm going to bear with me again, because now I don't remember my sign in here either. Let's see if it lets me sign in. And you girls have heard me talk about PLR. And so I am going to, whoops, try to log in. Let me get out of this. There we go. Log in. And again, I have to move our faces out of the way. See if my computer remembers. Sometimes when I go to other places, it makes me reaffirm my computer all over again. So I have logged in here. This is PLR, and I have 118 credits up here. Now, PLR, once I signed up for PLR, it allowed me to also have an affiliate link. And so what I did on my affiliate link, and I can show you that as well. What I did on my affiliate link is I went to my regular website, which is kathybenner.com, and I actually put in my affiliate link under my resources page. So I just opened up my homepage. I went to my little hamburger. Here's my resources. I click on that. And if you scroll all the way down, because I've got the real estate first and blah, blah, blah. So when you scroll all the way down, here is my HostGator. And what I did is under this button, I put my affiliate link for HostGator. So it says website hosting as low as $275 a month. So this is where, this is my HostGator. But then I also put, because we were talking about PLR, let me find it. I also put my PLR. And so my PLR also has an affiliate link. And so when I put the affiliate link under the PLR, my guest who is clicking through on my resources, they get 10 free credits. I get 10 free credits. That's how PLR pays me. I'm not getting money from PLR every time somebody clicks through on my resource page, but I want everyone that I talk to that says, I want a PLR account. I go to my resource page, click through. I'm going to give you, that's the win for them. That's what they're getting. I'm going to give you 10 free credits if you click through on my resources. And I get 10 free credits. Does that make sense? And so now when I go to PLR, here's where those credits get dumped. And look what I have. I have 118 credits. Let me tell you, I have not purchased one. You can buy credits when your account is out. You can buy credits. See, here's pricing. You can buy some credits, but I haven't bought one. I have just been teaching folks how to use PLR. And I say, if you do decide to click through on my resource page, and I'll give you 10 free credits. So they get free credits, I get free credits. So it's done for you PLR content for coaches that you can brand as your own. So this is, it says for coaches, because they've got some great coaching products, but see, here's life coaches and health professionals. This is kind of their ad page. They've got, you know, all of the 15 credits for some of these, because you get a whole package of stuff. But I don't normally go there. I just want to do a blog post. So here's the search button up here in the corner. And so if you do a blog post and you say, well, what topic do I want to blog about today? I need to do my blog. I want to be consistent. I want to put something up that I want to post something today, and I want it to be relevant to what I'm doing. So I'm all about working from home, passive income. I'm also about health. So then when you have that overarching umbrella of freestyle living, I can talk about, and then of course I've added some tribe trips. We just did a writer's conference in Cincinnati just this past weekend for all of my writers. And so at this point, see, I can talk about anything that comes under any of my umbrella in my business. And so, what should we talk about today that somebody else can also use? Sally just signed up to be a Mary Kay consultant. Debbie is into going green and good, healthy products. And of course, I've got a health lane as well. So let's just maybe put in the word health, okay? Health and beauty, that kind of goes hand in hand. And so can you write an article where you can weave in your products and services? Well, there was 1,932 for health. So now here are the bundles. And you look at these 80 credits, 82 credits, 32 credits. Those are for the bundles. Well, I don't want to do a bundle. I just want to do a blog post. So now I'm going to scroll down and I'm just going to look for one that says articles and blog post. And this one is paying attention to your body signals for optimal health. That's a wallpaper, so I'm not going to use that one. Again, I'm going to move our faces over to the other side here. That's a coaching. Don't want to use that one. Fact sheets, affirmation reflections, articles and blog posts. Here's one. It is take charge of your health and well-being with, I can't even see what that word is. I don't know what that actual word is. I can't read that. Can you read what that says, Sally?
I'm looking at it.
See, now here's a good lesson. Don't use a script that nobody can read.
See, yeah.
This one's so easy to read here in the middle, the affirmation reflection. This one you can't read. I can't even read what that other word is. Here's
don't an article. Get too fancy.
Yeah. Here's an article and blog post. Be kind to your body. Make these healthy wardrobe changes. That's interesting. Here's one. The most important thing you can do to strengthen your heart health. This is senior, stay fit and trim. And so, see, you can just go through and find an article or a blog and see they're one credit. So get the most from your first mental health therapy session. Let me see another. Does any of these jump out at you, Sally? Enjoy these benefits of juice fasting.
If I was doing this, I'd check out the one about seniors.
Okay. Let me find it here.
Seniors stay fit.
Okay. With safe exercises. So that's an article and a blog post. So this little button here is the download. So now you're going to download that. And there is a check mark. It has been downloaded. And here it comes. So here it is. And I haven't opened up my Google Docs yet. Now I pin this, see where this is pinned, so that this, can everybody see this screen where all my downloads are up there? I had it pinned so it doesn't go away. So I have to come over here to my Google and I don't know if it's going to let me, there's my docs. Okay, that's what I was after, is my docs. So I'm going to go back to my library of docs. Now, I'm using Google Docs. You can use Word, whatever you want. I'm going to open up a new doc. So now I've got a new doc. And now the reason I'm taking a little bit of time is I have to keep moving our faces around to get to see my screen. So now I've got a new doc and I've got the download. So now I'm going to open the file on the download, move our faces again. And I want, and let's see. I think I want the PDF version. I'm looking to see what version. I'm gonna try this one. I'm gonna try to open this one. And there is the article. Okay. So here's how the article comes up. Already done for you. You see that? Just a 2-page article that we chose, seniors stay fit, trim, and healthy with safe exercises. Now, here's what I've learned. I want to save this, and I love everything in my Google Docs. And so I try to, just to give myself a little backup here, if it'll let me, see if it'll let me scroll. Yeah, there it is. I want to try to just copy and paste this over into my Google Docs just to have a copy of it. Come on, get down there. Again, I've got our faces in the way and I've got, you know, everything opened up. So see if it'll let me. It's not letting me scroll the last little bit. Anyway, I'm going to copy that just to keep it. And here's my doc, and I'm going to copy it in there. Now, you see what happens? You lose all your formatting. Now, here's also what I realized. You lose all your formatting if you copied that directly over into your blog platform as well. You lose your formatting. But it does give you all of the article, okay? Now, I'm looking up. I've got way too much opened up. I'm looking up here or my word to see. Yeah, I don't see the word up there.
Kathy, don't you have to finish the last sentence?
Yeah, I was looking for the Word document to go copy my last sentence. But seniors stay fit and trim with safe exercises. I definitely want to copy that and put it up there as my title. So there's my title. Oh, we have somebody coming in. Elise, we'll let her come in. So I have it all copied except the last sentence. So, and I'm looking up here at all of my links and I don't see where my last sentence, and I don't want to lose it. Now I have it copied already, except for that last sentence. And so now I'm going to try to find my HostGator. Here's my HostGator. And so now what I can do just to keep it, I can actually, oh, of course I copy just that one sentence. So that's going to be my title. So let me go back to my Google Doc again. Now I can download that Word document as often as I want because I've saved it. See, I keep it pinned, so I can open it again. But you lose your formatting when you copy it over. But there's your article. And all you've done is you've just gone over to PLR, you've downloaded an article, you found it, and now you've just downloaded it in here. Now here's the PLR again. And it's hard to see everything when I've got it all opened up. I'm looking for it. I still can't read that one script there. Neuropathy? Take charge of your health.
No, neuropathy is a condition, I think.
Yeah. And
well-being with neuropathy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the one that we did about the seniors, and here's the download. And when I wanted to see, and I don't know if it shows me, add to the collection. See, here's where I can buy more credits if I wanted to. But with the download, I wanted to see the tags. Does it tell me the tags? No, it just downloads it right into my drive. So here's where it downloaded it before. So what it is I want to see if it gives me the tags, because normally it does, but I think I've got too much open. I don't see where it would give me the tags. That's what I'm trying to find. Nope. That's just a texting version of it. Yeah, it doesn't. But normally, if I didn't have so much open on my screen, it would also give me a list of the tags that go with that particular article. So let's get rid of the download over here. And let's see if it doesn't show me here. I think I had too much open. I really want to show you that because that's what's beneficial. Now, I don't want the download to show. Does it give me the tags? Nope, it's not telling me the tags. Oh, more details. Maybe that's where it is. Here's what you get. One credit, learn more. Here we go. It gives you the tags. Here are the tags. Healthy, emotional discomfort, life, boundaries, create, health, work, action. Those are the tags that you can put right into your HostGator right here. You see that? So you don't even have to really even think, well, what kind of tags? Now, you can change them. And we haven't even read the article yet. But I think healthy is a good one. Let's say healthy, boundaries, work. Let's use those. Okay, so healthy boundaries work. So you see where I just included the tags and it's right off of the PLR. You see that? And I can include all of those. So now I've got my title, I've got the date, it's authored by me because this is PLR, so I can call it my own. I've got some tags, that's how people can search for it. And then you can come in and you can now make this your own. And I'm not going to spend all the time doing that, but you've got the article. Now, keep in mind, I still have lost my last sentence. So I'm going to have to open up the download one more time to get the last sentence. And so at this point, I can do that. I can go to my Word doc and get that, or I can download it as often as I want. Once you pay for it, you can download it several times directly from PLR. But now my job is to go in here and let's say, and I'm just going to show you, let's just say this is going to be my title. And so I want to make that my heading. Okay. So then I can move this down, but because I don't want the rest of this to be a heading. And so, yeah, it's not going to let me scroll very well. I've got too much open, but let's say I want then this to be a different font. See, now you can play with this and you can make all of this. And again, I would do the whole thing, but just to show you, you come up here and you just make that your normal again, you see? So there's your heading. So now I can actually follow the original download if I want, and I can bold and space, and I can do everything like the original formatting. But I kind of like that it takes away the formatting because it tempts you to cut and paste and publish and not make it your own, because it's like done. And you're like, oh, do I really want to mess with the formatting? But see, now, because I have to go back in and format it before I can publish it, I'm now going to make this my own. I now might change some sentences around. I can add my own story. You know, we've always talked about story. I can add my own story in there. You know, like seniors have a lot to gain by regular exercise. And I could even, and my favorite beginning sentence, Debbie, you'll appreciate this because I've noticed you use it too. I could say, I don't know about you, but as for me being 67 these days, I love walking. See, I could add that right in there. You see where I'm going with this? See, so now I've personalized this article, even though I bought an article, I've personalized it. So staying active can improve your physical and mental health, you know, so below are some tips for developing a beneficial exercise program. So see, I can come right in here and make this my own, and it's going to be a perfect, and see, up here's all my tools, so I can bold what I want, I can make italicize what I want. I can change paragraphs here. I can number if I want to make a list. I can do bullet points. I can do all of that right here. And it's the same as any other word processor. So you can make this article anything that you want it to be, but it gives you that template. See, it gives you that template. Now, because one of my lanes is called Fit as a Fiddle Plus, I'm definitely going to weave in my Fit as a Fiddle Plus throughout this article. And I'm going to link it back to my free meetup. You see where I'm going with this? This is how I'm going to monetize this blog post. Is I'm going to type in, you know, I am so excited about staying active as a senior that I have actually created this program called Fit as a Fiddle Plus. And under the words Fit as a Fiddle Plus, I'm going to add a link. And right here's where you attach a link. So let's say that I wanted to put, let's pick something. Aerobic exercise, biking. Oh, they're biking. So up here under the word biking, are you ready? I can hit the link and I could say, I want it to go, see, no link, website page to a different URL, to an email, a phone, or a document. Well, let's say I want it to go out to my Fit as a Fiddle Plus. I can go like that and put my Fit as a Fiddle Plus URL. I would open it up here. Then I would highlight the URL on the Fit as a Fiddle Plus, you know, just copy and paste it. And at that point, then I would then paste that URL right here. And so then anytime anybody got to the word biking, they would see that it was a link. Because when you're reading a blog post, you can tell when there's a link because it's usually blue. And when you go to skim over it, you can tell there's a link. So when you clicked on that link, it would automatically go out to my Fit as a Fiddle Plus. You see how to do that? And you can link anything inside your blog anywhere. And then across the bottom of all my blogs, I put learn more about Kathy. I take them to my website, Kathy's calendar of events. I take them right to my event calendar of event page. And so like this is my resource page here. And if I was talking about blogging and wanted to send them to HostGator, I would highlight HostGator to come right over here. But I could highlight them to come to my homepage. to say, learn more about Kathy, and I would dump them off at my homepage. Here's my calendar of events. I could say Kathy's calendar of events, and this is the URL that I would link right there in the blog. And so here's the fun part, is that it doesn't have to say what your URL says. It just has to say where, like, go to my calendar. And I could just highlight the word calendar and put this URL link here underneath the word calendar. So they don't have to type in http://kathybenner.com, simply start. They don't have to type all that. They just click on the word calendar and it brings them right to my calendar. Okay. Is everybody with me so far? Okay. So now find your platform, but now you're going to customize it. You're going to make it match your website, or it's going to be a part of your website. Then you're going to decide what your topics are that you're going to write about. Then go to PLR, find a topic. Well, first of all, go to my resource page at kathybenner.com and get 10 free credits if you don't have a PLR account already. And once you get your PLR account and get your 10 free credits, then go pick one that says article or blog post. So, and then once you get an article, and we pick this one, nine things emotionally healthy people do.
No,
that's not the right article. So you get it, but pick your article. And then once you get it, you can actually find the tags, put the tags over, make the article your own, put your links in, do all the stuff that you want to do to get your blog post ready. Then the last thing is that you need to add a picture. And this is where you do not want to just go on the website and or on the, out in the internet and grab one. If you can use one of your own pictures, that's always the number one choice. Use one of your own pictures. If you have a picture that you can use, for example, I might put me on a bicycle because I've got several pictures of me out riding. So, or I might put me and Mark dancing, you know, something of us being active because we're talking about seniors staying fit, trim, and healthy with safe exercises. So I might have me on a bike. I might have our bike group. I could have us dancing or our dance group, you see, or us hiking. I've got some pictures of us hiking in the woods. And so using one of my own pictures would be my best choice. If I did not have a picture for this particular article, you want to make sure that you go to sites where you can get some free pictures. Make sure that you can use the picture to publish it, because you're going to publish this as your own. Okay. Does that make sense? So that is how you do an article. I'm going to leave this one sit right here because I'm going to come back and I am going to actually finish this one up. I'm not going to take the time in the call today because, again, it'll take me a few minutes, but I will finish this one up. I will add an actual picture to it and finish up the writing. And then I will see, this here is back to the editor, which I can go back there. Let's see if I have it over here. Yeah, this is just where I first signed in, so I don't need that. So anyhow, once I do all of that, then I'm going to publish this. And so here's where, here's where it says published, preview post, or save post. You see that here at the bottom? I'm going to save this one. So I saved the post, but I have not published it yet. And so folks will not see it until I publish it. So you can go in your HostGator and you can start putting all kinds of posts in there. And until you publish them, your viewers cannot read them. So this one is just a saved one. So now I can come back into this at any time and finish this post out and then publish it. Does that make sense to everybody?
You know, Kathy, there's a drop-down box in the published section.
Yes.
Where you just do the draft.
You see, yes, thanks, Sally. You see that? So I saved the post. It's a draft. I can preview it at any time. Again, I already know it doesn't look good because I don't have any of my formatting done to it yet. It doesn't look like the original where it was all formatted out. And so I will make this my own. I'll weave in my Fit as a Fiddle Plus in there. I'll weave in some of my own stories about biking and dancing and keeping active. And maybe some hacks, like if it's a rainy day, we like to walk at the mall. See, I'll add all of that in there as I'm updating this and make it my own. But this is such a great template to start any blog post. So you don't sit there and look at the blank page and go, what am I going to write about today? I'm supposed to post every Monday and I'm just drawing a blank. So this is a great way to get started. So anyway, I wanted to share that today. It's not hard. It's an easy way to tap in. And I tapped Elise in, but I don't see where she went.
She left.
I saw that. Yep, I had tapped her in and I had admitted her in, but I saw that she's jumped off now. So anyway, questions, comments, problems, struggles.
I'm glad you went through that again. It's been a while for me, but I'm just glad you went through that again because it clarified a few things.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little easier to you know, kind of if you see somebody do it. I'm a visual learner. I've decided. I thought that I was not. I thought that I could just like read directions and do it, but I do much better if I see someone do it first. Then I'm like, so that's how that works.
Me too.
And so I've realized that that works best for me. And so even though all the directions and instructions are in each of these programs, just reading them, sometimes you're like, what do they want me to do? What does that mean? And so it's a lot easier when I see someone do it. So I wanted to just show you that pull up your PLR, pull up your HostGator, and just, you know, pick something and then make it your own. And if you don't have time to finish it right then, you can, like Sally mentioned the draft, I forgot that little drop-down bar there, but you can save it as a draft and then just come back to it. You don't have to publish it right there on the spot. And one of the biggest tips for me, what I really like to do is I really like to type something, you know, write something, and then I like to let it get cold because sometimes it makes sense to me when I do it because I'm the one doing it. So I don't catch my own mistakes. And then I like to walk away from it and let it get cold. And then when I come back to it later, maybe the next morning, and I open it up and read it, I go, well, that paragraph didn't make any sense. Let me move that around. It made sense when I wrote it. I don't know what I was thinking, but it doesn't make sense now. And so that's an opportunity for me to edit my own work a little better because, and I call letting it get cold. So I don't know if that's helpful or not. And of course, our writers group had our tribe trip to a writers conference this past weekend in Cincinnati. OMG, was that like not one of the best things I've ever done for myself? They ask us how many folks in the room are fiction writers versus nonfiction, and only 6 of us were nonfiction. And because I'm writing, you know, I'm writing stuff on courses and masterminds and that sort of thing. So I'm not writing a fiction story. And the rest of the room was all fiction. And so I want to write mystery novels. I want to write fiction, and it's a different kind of writing. And so that's why I wanted to go to this writers conference, because I knew it was going to be more fiction. And so I went there on purpose for that reason. And boy, was it eye-opening for me. It was a wonderful conference, and it totally was eye-opening for me. So now in my blog, and I say that to say this, in my blog, I need to implement some of that fictional writing theory into writing a blog post. Because when you're writing a course, you're telling. You're saying, here are the 6 ways that you can be a perfect landlord. Or here are the 6 ways you can create a blog post. But when you're writing a story that you're trying to entertain your readers, you have to show in the story more than tell. And I have a tendency when I write, I'm a telling kind of writer because I don't write fiction. And so now that I understand the difference between telling and showing, I need to incorporate a little more of the showing into my blog writing. Not necessarily into my course writing, but I need to implement more of the showing into my blog writing. Does that make sense? Do you understand the difference between telling and showing?
Yeah.
Because I think I understand the difference, and this is my own little way of explaining it. So, and again, this is very elementary. This is like kindergarten version. Sally went outside in the rain and it was cold. Okay, you're just telling us that Sally went out in the rain and it was cold. I could say, Sally opened the door and she could see her breath for the first time this fall. See, that's showing us that it's cold outside because she could see her breath instead of me just telling you that it's cold outside. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep.
And so when I start writing my blog post, I need to do a little more showing instead of just telling. And so that's my dilemma, is I get to learn that. That's new for me. So I'm excited about learning as I go down that path. But it will make my blogs a little more exciting to read if I weave in a little more of the showing into the blog post. I see Debbie thinking. Questions, comments, thoughts.
There is a fine difference between telling and showing, but being in your words, being visual enough so they can, I hope I say this right, so they can visualize what you're saying, even if it's not my picture, it's their picture, how they can put it into their perspective of what's going on. That's interesting. And that's not easy to do, is it?
No. And again, I think it comes with some practice. And I think it comes with a mindset that you're going to picture your writing in your head as if you were watching a movie. So if I'm picturing that I'm watching a movie and there's no words spoken, mm-hmm. and Sally leaves her house and I want to let the audience know that it's really cold outside, what am I going to have Sally doing instead of being? Instead of just being Sally in the cold, I'm going to have her doing something. I'm going to have her maybe rubbing her hands and blowing, you know, and seeing her breath. I'm going to have her doing something. So now when I write that, I have to write her doing instead of being.
Debbie, I think that's why people, if they read a novel and then it's made into a movie.
Yeah.
They're disappointed in the movie sometimes because you've already
pictured
everything in your head. And if it doesn't.
I always picture the guy cuter than what he is in the movie. Always. Yeah. I'm always disappointed. That guy was so darn cute when I read that book.
Yeah, I know. Well, and it's like that the movie where the crawdads sing.
Yes.
Compared to the book. Lori had read the book, but then she took her and I went to see the movie and she goes, oh, it was so different. I mean, the book was so much better. And it's like, oh, okay, I guess I'm going to have to read the book to see what you see.
They left things out. They left gaps. And in that, if you've read the book, then you can find to fill in the gaps when you watch the movie.
Yes. Yeah. See, and I like to be able to do that. And that's why I've watched the first season of The Last of Us. And at first I thought, oh, this is really dumb. So I didn't watch it. But then I watched it. I got hooked and they have the book, but I don't know if I want to read the book and ruin anything.
Well, I get it. And for me, it was The Great Gatsby. The Great Gatsby has been, of course, is a book and it's been made into a movie 3 times. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, the third movie, which is Leonardo DiCaprio, that one was the closest to the book.
Oh,
than the other two. And so that's one of those, you know, it's the age old question. When they take a book and try to make it into a movie, they have to make it fit, you know, the movie screen. So they have a certain time frame. And so they can't put every little scene in there. But oftentimes the writer created that scene in the book because it meant something later on. And some of those they cut out of the movie, which then that's why those of us that are avid readers go, the book was better. And so, because all of those scenes are still in the book. So anyway, that's my whole point, is when you are writing, especially a blog post, you want to start painting that scene and not, and I mean, unless it's an educational blog, I mean, you know, if I put the six ways to, you know, to find a good contractor, I'm not sure that I need to, show anything there because I'm telling, because it's an educational blog. But if I want my blog to be somewhat entertaining, as well as telling, I have to weave a little bit of both in there. And so a perfect way to do that is, say, for example, this blog that we were just now working on, I can tell all the ways to for seniors that they should exercise, and I can tell that. But then when I include my little story about, you know, I was a nail tech, and the reason that I retired early is because I knew that I needed to work on my health. And as I tell that story, I then want to show some of my writing in that story and not just tell the story. I want to show the story. And then I can go back to telling. So I think you want to weave a little bit. And the perfect place to do the showing is when you weave your story into the blog. That's the perfect spot to do the showing. So Sally can tell all about a great trip. And then she can then in somewhere inside that blog, if she starts talking about, you know, when she did the trip, what that experience meant to her. And then she can then show the smells and the sights and the feeling that she had taking that trip. And more people will be interested in taking the trip instead of her just saying, here's the trip. Here are the details. Here's what it costs. Here's when we leave. Here's when we come back. Here's all the spots we're going to go to. That's all fine and good, but it's just telling her readers what's going to be. It's not really showing them the experience. And when you don't have a video to show, which is why videos are so popular, but when you don't have a video to show, you have to describe it in your words. You have to show it in your words. And that's hard to do. That's my new goal, is to learn how to do that a little better.
A couple of weeks ago, I sent Ruth my intro to my book.
Okay.
And I did not know she has dyslexia. And I feel bad for her. But it took her a while, and she finally sent it back. And I put it back into Grammarly. And I guess between the first time and now, I was able to rewrite it into better words. And before I knew it, Grammarly was telling me it was at 99%. And I'm going, whoa.
You go, so girl.
That kind of thrilled me to think that. And it's interesting when you're writing, even at the blog, if you put, well, you know, using PLR and everything else, all the initial things are there. But when you add your own stuff, having Grammarly critique it,
yes,
then you're sure to get the true message across.
And sometimes even on the free version, Grammarly will recommend a rewrite of a sentence. Have you run into that already?
Yes.
And when I read their version, it's much better than what I had.
Exactly.
And so I'm like, yes, I'll take that correction.
So
I agree. Yes, absolutely. Use the tools that you have, but ultimately the writing is yours, and you just need to get your picture painted in words. And that's where writing becomes an art and a craft. And you can get really, really good at it. But it does take some practice, and not be afraid of the critiquing. And so in our next writers group, we're actually going to talk about how to create a beta group or a critiquing group for yourself so that you can get some feedback, which will make
your writing. And that's next Monday, right?
Yes. And that'll make your writing better, even better. So
yeah.
That's what we're going to be talking about. So anyway, any comments or questions? We're on the top of the hour. I think this has been a great session. I love that I revisited that. And again, consistency is the key. And I'll admit, I'm the first one to admit, I sometimes get busy and I don't get as consistent on my blogging as I should. The podcasting, I'm very consistent on because I turn a lot of my free Zoom calls into my podcast and those are scheduled. And so I automatically do those and then upload them into my audio boom and they become the podcast. And so I'm right on the money when it comes to my podcasting because it's on my calendar. And even if I put the blogging on my calendar, sometimes it gets squeezed out and I end up doing something else besides the blog. And so I do need to get more consistent with my blogging. And so I made the decision that I have to post a blog at least every month when we do this blogging call. So you can see that the one that we all picked off of PLR this morning will be my blog for today. And so it's going to force me to be consistent. So there you go.
It's been great.
All right. Any other comments, questions? My big aha for today, of course, is consistency and to weave a little bit of that showing instead of telling into my story part of my blog. Since I'm really not a fictional writer, I don't think in those terms. So I need to add that. Sally, what was your big aha for today?
It's just going through the host skater again. Yeah. And I like the telling, the showing.
Okay. Yeah.
Rather than telling.
Actually seeing it in action. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Debbie, how about you? What was your big aha for today?
Well, realizing that, okay, I have tools, but there's more to the tools than I thought. And it really benefits. And this, it was a great review of what was there.
Good, 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 good. And Debbie, don't forget, are you on chapter 3 already of your book? This is March.
I'm getting there. I'm getting
now,
there.
I told Mark just over the weekend, I said, you know what I should do? I said, I want to write a novel. I should make myself write a chapter every month that Debbie writes a chapter.
Yes. We can have.
So I'm 3 chapters behind because I haven't written a chapter yet. But I told Mark, I said, I really need to do that. And he said when he taught shop class that whenever he had a pattern and was cutting something out for his students, he would cut one out for him.
Oh, yes.
And so exactly. He has an entire grandfather clock here in the kitchen that he's building that he cut out when he was a shop teacher.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for him.
So I need to do that. I need to write a chapter a month. And I'm 3 chapters behind.
Get to it.
I know. All right, ladies, this has been great. Thank you so much. I'm gonna go flip rooms now for my for my guest coming in from China. They're flying in today, 2 rooms, and two people in one room and one in another. So there are 3 people traveling together and they got 2 rooms. So I'm gonna go get that done. I can't wait to meet them. I'm so excited.
That's exciting.
I love it when we have international guests. And I did a little blog post about being an international guest house. And I also advertised on the European and Asian booking.com sites. And so I'm starting to pick up some of those international guests now that the borders have kind of all opened up since COVID. Mm-hmm. Some international guests are traveling more and more. And so you just have to be careful. When you try, and Sally, you'll get this because you're in the industry, but you have to be careful of those travel advisories. And United States has some travel advisories out, you know, for our country. So people are hesitant to come here, you know, and we sometimes get questions. They want to know, they said, if we stay close to a school or a mall, are we going to get shot? And I'm like, no, we're in Columbus, Ohio. We're good. But you know, that stuff could happen anywhere at any time. I get it. And so, so it makes me realize that as big as this world is, it's still pretty small and we can connect with each other and safety is an issue wherever we travel. And right. I think it always has been, but I think it's just brought to the forefront more these days and it affects people's choices. You know, I get it. So anyway, I'm excited to to meet them and see why they're in Columbus, Ohio. So,
cool.
All right, ladies. Well, with that, post a blog today.
Okay.
Go to PLR, download one, post a blog, and we'll see you next time.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a good week. Bye.
Yes. Bye-bye.